Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you had heard a report that there was going to be nuclear testing 20 miles, I guess, north of Las Vegas. That was an April Fool's. It was stupid. I have not been able to yell at whoever the source was. Really, really stupid April Fool's. No nuclear testing that I know is going on. To our knowledge. But apparently there is a, as we started to talk about yesterday, a cluster and a spike in cancer cases that have been linked to PCBs at a university. And I want to answer some of your questions on this because I know this has really scared a lot of people because many people have gone to universities, their kids go to school. What is going on? So there have been over 150 students and staff at North Carolina State University in Raleigh that have been diagnosed with either tumors or disease. This is 150. All right, individuals, staff, alumni, students reportedly diagnosed with rare disease or cancer. Some of these include lymphoma, thyroid, breast cancers. I think there was a sarcoma. I have to double check all the diagnoses. And the building, I believe this was Poe Hall in North Carolina State. The building's been closed since November 2023 when officials found high levels of PCBs. PCBs are polychlorinated biphenyls. Those are chemicals that have been used and eventually banned when schools were constructed. And whether it was their fixtures, the caulk in the walls, PCBs are unfortunately in everything. And they found, and we're talking 2023, very, very high levels. I think that exceeded 38 times the EPA's limit for buildings. Now there's lawsuits from 152 patients who report they got sick from the toxins. Sarah Glad, a 35-year-old mother, died of stage 4 breast cancer. The family says she took classes in this hall where the PCBs were at high levels, Poe Hall. She attended North Carolina State from 2007 to 2013, earned a bachelor's and a master's. Years later, she and a former classmate were both diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was only 33 at the time. And so there's another student who was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And so this is starting to make people really nervous. And also people are asking, well, yeah, we have 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. How do we know it's from the school? How do epidemiologists even tackle this? So what you do is you look at individuals. It's fairly easy to trace if schools kept proper documentation of who took what class and where they took it in. And then from there, they also look at the EPA's data, and then they look at the clusters and they compare it to the general population, the numbers of thyroid cancer or breast cancer, the general population. And you can determine if there are either clusters or outbreaks or spikes in numbers based on the data, the statistics. And PCBs have been, as I said, used ubiquitously in schools until I think it was the 80s when the EPA started banning them. I need to double check that. Hold on 1 second here. My computer erased all my open windows. So according to This is the Vermont State Department, Government of Health. Vermont has done a nice piece. They said these polychlorinated biphenyls are human-made chemicals used in building materials and electrical equipment before 1980. So products that were used to build these schools, caulk, paint, glues, plastics, transformers, fluorescent lighting ballasts, those are things that could contain PCB. Now, the oil lighting ballast may contain PCB oil, and as these age, the oil can leak onto nearby surfaces, produce vapors. So how do you get exposed to PCBs? Breathing it in or touching it. And so students who could have been possibly, you know, you're a captive audience, you're stuck in a classroom for 50 minutes, or some classes an hour and 45 minutes, depending on how the college classes do their you know, Tuesday and Thursday or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they could have been exposed from of oil vapor, etc. And so the EPA banned manufacturing and certain uses of this in 1979. Now, schools have supposed to, you know, just like with asbestos, supposedly they should have swapped out, screened for this. So we're not exactly sure what could have happened in North Carolina State. And again, we aren't 100% confirmed that every case of cancer came from this, but it's obviously making people pretty nervous. And so the EPA and public officials need to screen classrooms. They need to screen every room. They need to be pretty aggressive with this, and we need to make sure that a lot of the things we use and we are surrounded by don't have those chemicals. Now, you know, I've seen a lot of thyroid cancers when I practiced. Now, of course, I looked for it. You know, I'm a thyroid stalker. I'm pretty assertive when it comes to, let me check your thyroid, let me feel your thyroid, it looks off, let me ultrasound. And so there are some providers who might find cancer quicker, and thyroid cancer can be very slow growing. In fact, some people, it never even affects them. For me, I don't want any patient, you know, that I'm taking care of have cancer. So I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to call it as soon as I see it. But breast cancer does affect at least 1 in 8 women. It does have a high incidence. Thyroid cancer, we're starting to see higher levels. You know, I worked at a hospital, and we've been, you know, trying to kind of keep tabs on our previous colleagues, and you know, cancer is a biggie. There's a statistic saying 1 in 2 people get some sort of cancer, and it could be a benign tumor, it could be a skin cancer, but you know, that's a pretty scary statistic. So the moral to this is, don't panic. Obviously, you know, the EPA has been updating guidelines. Obviously, we have been trying to clean up some of our chemicals, but there is a chance we could have been exposed to things. So make sure you get your screens, talk to your medical providers, and hopefully these schools are going to learn from this, clean up, and people could get screened right away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, vaping, I think we have now concluded, is stupid. And I think we need to be done with the vaping. I understand people used it originally or claimed they were vaping to get off cigarettes. But as suspected and as predicted, people who never touched a cigarette began using vape pens and loving the nicotine. And individuals who used vape pens to get off cigarettes, many of them are still vaping today. And more we are getting data and being told that vaping is linked to health issues, multiple health issues. And the root of that is you're inhaling something that never really was designed to be inhaled, such as food flavors, artificial flavoring. I mean, you know, we aren't really supposed to be getting strawberry and banana and tutti frutti and things like that into our lungs. Vaping has been linked to erectile dysfunction. Vaping has been linked to cavities. Vaping has been proven to not necessarily help smokers quit smoking or prevent relapse. In fact, there has been a study showing that some flavors of vaping have been linked to DNA damage and higher risk of cancer. One study published in Nicotine and Tobacco Research, researchers found increased levels of DNA damage in vapers and smokers compared to non-users, depending on some of the flavors they used. The fruit flavors, respectively, had some of the highest level of DNA changes, also the sweet, mint, menthol. And so authors state, we demonstrate a dose-dependent formation of DNA damage in oral cells from vapers who had never smoked tobacco cigarettes, as well as exclusive cigarette smokers. Device type and e-liquid flavor determine the extent of DNA damage detected in vapers. And so the DNA damage could put one at risk of oral cancer, lung cancer, and depending on how the body absorbs these chemicals, other sorts of cancer. So, you know, I don't want to be negative, but we really have to rethink this habit that many people have taken on. Now we have a new study saying that it has been linked, e-cigs will increase one's risk of heart failure. Not a big shock there. Your heart gets stressed by chemicals, by inflammation. But this study says that those who use e-cigs are almost a fifth more likely to go on to develop heart failure. So what is heart failure? Well, it's where your heart fails to do its job. What is the job of the heart? To pump. Now, people think that heart failure means heart attack. It doesn't. Heart failure, I understand there probably is a better term for it. When something fails, it fails. It's not working. So if your heart fails, it didn't pump, you died. That's not really how we use heart failure. Cardiac arrest is where the heart stops working, and in cardiac arrest, you can die. With heart failure, you could die as well, but it means the heart is failing. So they might have to change it to your heart is failing as opposed to it failed. It's a failure. It's done. You're off the team. And so there are multiple different types of heart failure and different aspects to what makes the muscle not work well, the valves not work well, the electricity off. And so signs of heart failure is you're tired because the blood isn't pumping right. You're not getting oxygenated. You're dizzy. You could get swelling because your heart's supposed to pump blood correctly. If it doesn't, you get backflow and back pressure. You could get fluid in the lungs. It's very mechanical. If you know plumbing, heart failure is really easy to understand, diagnose, and treat because it's a pump. Heart is a pump. Now, we're really brilliantly engineered beings. Just after a while, we need to get our certain things replaced, tune-up, alignment. And so young people who shouldn't even be sticking these things into their mouths are just virally, using these products without understanding. And if a heart becomes too stiff, if a heart becomes too weak to pump blood, you're at risk of dying. You're at risk of stroke. You're at risk of multiple issues. So how did researchers come up with this? Well, they looked at 175,000 adults in the U.S. They found those who use e-cigs were 19% more likely to develop heart failure. That's close to one in five. The increased risk, they already adjusted for other issues, such as if you smoked or were obese, etc. And so lead author Dr. Yakibu Beni Alhassan says more and more studies are linking e-cigs to harmful effects and finding that it might not be as safe as previously thought. Nobody should have ever said vaping was safe when vaping first came out. And we've had electronic cigarettes for a while, but it got really, really popular during the recession, the first great recession. And so we ended up talking people out of tobacco by saying vaping is a safe option. I did not like that terminology. Then they said, well, vaping is a safer option. I said, we still need to be careful with that because have we really studied the heating elements? Have we studied the metals, the heavy metals that get leaked? Have we studied the oils? Have we studied that some of these chemicals turn into formaldehyde when you heat them up to a certain degree from that heating element? And then they just didn't even comment on that. They said vaping is an alternative. They wouldn't even comment on the safety. It's not safe. Smoking isn't safe. Vaping isn't safe. Your body is not designed to breathe in this stuff. Living in a city with high pollution isn't really safe. You know, my lungs are not like what they used to be. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada, and I had come up with a term about 30 years ago called Vegas asthma, where you live in a desert environment, you end up getting a sort of reactive airway disease. It might not be as severe as other sorts of asthma, but I noticed that many people have lived here a long time. They have different lung function, and it could be because of the dust. I'm surrounded by construction. I'm surrounded by dust. It's very windy. And so, you know, some people find improved asthma symptoms living here because they don't have the humidity and it depends on the other triggers, the cold. Others, they can't handle the dust. And so I notice every now and then I might use an inhaler just to kind of open up my lungs. Not that that means I'm asthmatic, but you're around dust and pollution and it can wear on you. So your job is to make sure that you get fresh air. If you could go to the mountains and hike around, it's a great idea. If you can avoid smoke, if you could clean the dust in your house, if you could get some HEPA filters, make sure you're not breathing in mold and other things, ideal. Like we spoke about with the school, North Carolina State, if you can make sure there's no PCBs, you know, polychlorinated biphenyls, chemicals used in your construction, avoid asbestos, avoid silicosis. Miners suffer from a lot of lung disease because what they've been exposed to. If you are going to be exposed to things like dust, gardening, cleaning up some leaves and grass and gardening and things like that, there are masks you could wear. Many of them are N95s that do help glean some of the particles. But your coil in your vape pen, the cartridge, the e-liquid, there's a lithium battery. These are things I don't think should be anywhere near your mouth. And having a cocktail of chemicals get into your lungs and cause inflammation, no wonder it's going to affect the heart. Nicotine is also a vasoconstrictor. So you can then decrease blood flow to the heart, causing extra strain on the heart as well. Now, it could also affect your adrenal glands. And so I get people need to wake up in the morning. People need to, you know, people are using it to not eat. I mean, smoking, a lot of people smoked not because they liked the taste, but they used it to keep their appetite down. If they smoked, they weren't hungry. You got to find something else. I'd rather you drink water. I'd rather you have a celery stick you're chewing on. But we got to get people off of these e-cigs. Of the 175,000 adults, 32 of them developed heart failure over a four-year follow-up period. But get this, the average age of the sample size was 52. We should not be seeing heart failure in middle-aged individuals. All right, we're doing things to ourselves that we shouldn't be. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will meet with federal and local officials and get a look at response efforts on the ground. More people are using cash to buy their homes. USA's John Schaefer.
In February, over a third of home purchases were made with cash. That's according to a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. The figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of all cash buying of 38%, which was observed in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year.
Texas health officials are reporting a human case of bird flu. The case identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The World Central Kitchen nonprofit, founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, has announced that they are pausing all their operations in Gaza after seven of their food aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. The group said the team was traveling in a, quote, deconflicted zone in two armored cars branded with the WCK logo. And unfortunately, it got caught under an Israeli airstrike, and the deaths included a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, a Palestinian citizen, others from Australia, Poland, and the U.K. I want to see this war end as quickly as possible. I want to see the hostages come home. I want to see terrorist groups not rule innocent civilians in Gaza, or choreograph attacks on innocent civilians in Israel. And the sooner this war can end, the better. I just hope that our prayers to the families. We've been so grateful to military, to Red Cross, to workers throughout wars that have come in to help, provide food and provide aid. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, in a war zone, it's dangerous. It is. The journalists that are covering the. Look at what happened to that Fox journalist crew, that the Fox News journalist crew that got attacked in Ukraine. Two died. One was left, with hearing issues. And war is a horrible thing. And I hate to see anybody get hurt. And I want an end to terrorism. I want the hostages back. I want ends to war. And I really hope to see the UN help Israel get those hostages back. I don't think America needs to have boots on the ground. I don't think America necessarily needs to get involved. But we got to get those hostages back. And we have to make sure that terrorist groups do not cause mayhem to the people they are ruling, as in Palestine, and to their neighbors, such as in Israel. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is a, we spoke about this, a human case of a highly contagious bird flu that has been confirmed in Texas. It is the latest in a person to have tested positive for the virus. The CDC announced Monday that a person in Texas tested positive for the highly pathogenic avian flu known as H5N1. Now, how did he get it? Well, he didn't get it from another person. Right? Thank God, because we don't want to see person-to-person transmission of this, which it does, unfortunately, have that potential. But he had exposure to dairy cattle in Texas that we are presumed to have been infected with the HPAIA, or the H5N1 virus. The patient reported eye redness consistent with conjunctivitis as their only symptom and is recovering. The patient was told to isolate and is being treated with an antiviral drug for flu. The CDC said this is the second case, which is probably Tamiflu, right? Or Zofluza. The CDC said this is the second case of a human being testing positive for H5N1 in the United States. A previous case was observed in Colorado in 2022. Now, they say this infection does not change the H5N1 bird flu human health risk assessment for the general public, but people with close or prolonged unprotected exposures to infected birds or other animals, or to environments contaminated by infected birds or other animals, are at greater risk for infection. Last week, three dairy cows in Texas and Kansas were reported to be infected with bird flu. Now, again, why is this a big deal? Because we don't want to see cross-species flu transfer or virus transfer. Cross-species virus transfer is very scary. H5N1 kills a lot of birds. And we've had to cull a bunch of poultry because of bird flu. And birds can spread it to birds like wildfire. You saw what happened with COVID, how that spread like wildfire. We don't want something that spreads like wildfire in one species to come to our species. And so when you see the potential for a bird to give a virus to a cow, that means that virus has had some strength in some of their mutations. One, allowing it to live in another animal. And number two, allowing it to survive the transfer. How is a bird? What is a bird and a cow doing to be able to transmit a virus? Is it respiratory? Is the bird that is resting on the cow's hide, breathing on the cow? And then are we looking at airborne transmission? And it's only a matter of a mutation or two for an animal infected airborne transmitted virus to then be able to be breathed in by a human and then cause issues. And then for that human to be able to transmit it to others. So if this human had it, they now check to see if he exposed other humans to it. And if we do later find that this virus is able to go from human to human, we need to make sure we have ample antivirals. Now, the bird flu was first identified as a threat. And mind you, there's different strains. Back in 1997, there was an outbreak in Hong Kong. 460 people have died in the past two decades from bird flu infections. Right now, we believe Tamiflu, the medicine we use for flu, can successfully combat it. The problem is we run out of Tamiflu like we did last year. We don't have enough Tamiflu. People were hoarding Tamiflu when we had swine flu. And when there was, an avian flu outbreak in the early 2000s and teens, people were trying to hoard Tamiflu. We run out. And we're running out because people who have COVID or other viruses are calling telemedicine saying they have the flu, getting Tamiflu when they don't have the flu. So we really need to do a few things, such as one, make sure we have plenty of antivirals. Two, start working on antivirals that can combat resistance. If we're overusing Tamiflu so much or Xofluza, we want to make sure that we have medications that could then overcome resistance. Number three is we need to make sure people have adequate flu testing over the counter, not just COVID testing. As I predicted when COVID came out, we're going to have a flu medicine shortage because people are going to test negative for COVID. And there's a lot of false negatives and say, oh, then I guess it's flu by default. No, you should not be treated for flu, unless one, you're at very high risk. Two, there's been an exposure that has been confirmed. Or three, you're confirmed positive yourself. So those are things that we need to obviously address. And, we should also, and I know this isn't a very popular thing, but we should consider getting a vaccine and making sure that we have a vaccine that is able to protect some of these viruses that are zoonotic that can affect us. It's not easy. Nature has nothing better to do than to find ways to overcome and find ways to supersede, what humans can do in a lab. And, while we go to work and we go on our Facebook and our TikTok and watch Netflix, all a virus does is work to thrive. And as it replicates, it has an increased chance for mutation. Most mutations cause it to die. Most mutations are not survivable, but some mutations can make it stronger. And the pink eye he got, this conjunctivitis. Many people call to telemedicine to get treatment for their conjunctivitis. They want antibiotic eye drops. Always still try to have a medical provider figure out what the virus was. Because if you have red eyes, is it COVID? Is it flu? Is it avian flu? So pink eye is a sign that there's something else going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm in medicine. So if somebody has to reach me, there is a 99.99999% chance that it's important. And when you do go to medical school and you go through all the trials and tribulations of becoming a physician, you know that there is no after hours or pre hours. A lab result can come in at 2 in the morning. A patient can call the answering service at 2 in the morning. A 5 a.m. potassium level may have to be addressed. And so some of us are in jobs or lines of duty that understand that, you know, there's our availability is kind of a given. Because if you miss an important lab or something urgent and the other person that should be covering doesn't, you know, a patient could die. It's life or death. It is nice to be able to have after hours. It is very nice to be able to shut down. And so in other fields, it's a given that if you are off the clock, you don't bother somebody when they're at home. You don't bother somebody when they're with their family. You don't bother somebody when they're asleep. I understand people are waking up doctors left and right with on call, and now doctors aren't taking call, you notice, anymore. Now they're like, you're not going to wake me up anymore. But even though in medicine, people could abuse that, in all these other industries, now, no. If you're in marketing, if you're in retail, not a lot of reason for you to call us on Easter Sunday or 7 o'clock at night on a Thursday night. Well, there's been some idiots that have violated that. And they have apparently contacted people after work hours to a degree that now there is a California bill. They're going to make a law trying to ban that. Now, I get nervous when we make laws because I'm of the thinking, if I ever have to text somebody, now, I don't really send a lot of funny memes or stupid things like that. If I text you, it's important. Okay, I don't text just because I have nothing better to do. I mean, I might DM you with a joke or something, but if I'm going to text you, like I told my kids, if I'm texting you, read it. Okay, that means it's important. And so if I worked for a company that was non-medical and I texted, it's important. There's something going on. You know, there's a client or there's a health hazard, or there's something that needs addressing. Or somebody might contact you if you're not available during working hours, such as, let's say you work remote and you don't usually pick up during working hours. And it's because you've arranged with your boss that you're going to do a lot of your at-home remote work after the kids go to sleep, after dinner, so at night. Well, then, you know, now what do you do? So I'm not sure how this bill is going to go. Just to let you guys know, it's the, I apologize. Yeah, I say a lot because it's Assembly Bill 2751. It was introduced to allow people to disconnect from communications. And I think also what brought this on is, you know, people were getting fired and laid off also on non-working hour days. But my concern is, you know, I'm of the generation or of the thinking that if there's a job and it has to get done, it has to get done. So if there's something that needs to be done first thing Monday morning, all right, do you, and the average person does not read their emails first thing Monday morning, and it's urgent, what's the best way to relay that? And so I am of the thinking, well, if a job has to get done, let me know what needs to get done. Not a problem. I'll make a note. But apparently now people are saying, well, that disturbs their whole Sunday. It makes them anxious. They need to be able to completely tune out and not even think about work. I get that. That's not me. I want to know that the job is getting done, but I get that. So I think what it really should be is conversations. I think every employee, all right, should have a option for their employer. If there is anything urgent, what is the best way? If let's say we do have, let's say there's a workplace accident. Let's say there's a chemical spill. Let's say we just got told from the city that there is going to be construction affecting your commute on Monday morning. How do you want us to relay that to you? Do you, A, never want to have any information relate to you? B, you're okay with it if it's, you know, considered an emergency, whatever? Or C, if we relay anything during a period of time? Now, this was never an issue because just don't read your email. Just, you know, for me at work, I would email and I tell people you don't have to read it, but I want to send it now because I'm going to forget. So you have the email and then Monday morning you could read all your weekend's emails. But apparently there are people that are upset that an email is even being sent. And so it's gotten to the point where now, you know, there has to be a law. Now, I don't know if it's being voted in, and I'm sure it is going to be voted through. But if you are an employer and there's something urgent you need to tell your employees, you need to be given a little bit of wiggle room. Now, I get there are some employers that just have nothing better to do. We have people with mental illness, and they will just keep messaging you, messaging you, messaging you. Yeah, I mean, I understand I'm biased. I'm a doctor. But I got to tell you, it got tiring. I had one patient that kept calling the answering service in the middle of the night, so I kept waking up, and my son was a baby at the time, so then he got woken up because he was sleeping in our room, and she was having chest pain. And I said, go to the ER, you're having chest pain. No, 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 let me take my nitroglycerin, and I'll call you back in 5 minutes. This went on for 4 or 5 calls. And I'm like, please. And I told the answering service, please tell her to go to the ER. This is, I can't be woken up a fifth time. She is having chest pain. The nitroglycerin is not working. Go to the ER. She's not listening to me. So the next morning, the husband called and he said, why didn't you send my wife to the ER? She was having chest pain all night. I said, I did. He said, no. She said that you said just to take the nitroglycerin. Now, I'm like, I have proof. Well, actually, I don't. My infant son was an infant, so he couldn't. Now, it's HIPAA, so you can't really have, you know, other family members or people listening in. And I'm like, but I did tell her. And apparently what happened is she was on the phone, and she said, just take the nitroglycerin. And she put the phone. So she's telling her husband a lie. And at that point, I'm like, I really need to rechange how we're doing call. We really have to do this because I cannot function the next day not sleeping. I mean, you guys see my show when the animals keep me up. My dog woke me up 5 times last night. How good is this show right now? I know, you see? I need sleep. So for those of you that have employers that seem to contact you after hours, number one, also, you want to make sure employers, you want to make sure there's some decorum. All right. You know, I think, you know, if somebody's with their wife or with their husband, you know, you really want to also limit that type of activity as well. It could look suspicious. But if you do have a type of job where, look, I do need to get my messages, but my boss stresses me out, I think it is totally, totally within your rights to ask for there to be limits. Now, and say, look, you know, if there is an emergency, but on the weekend, and now how I would do it, you know, because you might not want to tell your boss you're triggered or all the others. How I would say is, look, I don't have easy access to my emails, and I don't usually access my emails on the weekend. And so I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. All right. And so, if there is going to be a message you really need to give me, you know, let's come up with some ground rules. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.